بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد, my brothers and sisters, once upon a time there was a king who had a big army. He had a lot of elephants in this army, war elephants. But there was one elephant in that army which the king was very fond of. It was the biggest, most powerful of the war elephants. It was very intelligent and it was a great warrior. And it always succeeded in whatever it was doing. And the king was very fond of this elephant. Then over the years, the elephant grew old and the king no longer sent it out in the army. And the elephant was just kept there because the king was very fond of it. One day this elephant went for a bath to the lake and his legs sank in the mud and the elephant got stuck. And the more he struggled, the more he sank in the mud, the more he got stuck. People rushed there because the elephant started screaming. So they heard the sound of the elephant in distress and they rushed there and they tried their best to pull the elephant out of the mud, but without any success. And obviously we are talking about the olden days, no tractors and JCVs. So people basically gave up. Someone told the king also came there and he was absolutely distressed and desolated to see his favorite elephant about to die a very painful and horrible death by just sinking in the mud. But everyone was at their wit's end of how to help this elephant to come out of the mud. And at that time, one of the old ministers of the king happened to come there and he saw this thing and he called the people and he said, "Bring the war drums and beat the war drums." So people said, "What have drums got to do with it? I mean, this elephant is stuck in the mud and we're trying to get it out, and here's this man saying, beat the war drums." So the minister said, "Just do it, do what I'm telling you." So anyway, they got the war drums and they started drumming. And as soon as the elephant heard the war drums beating, completely there was a change in the elephant. There was now a new light in his eyes and he started struggling and there was new power in his limbs, and eventually as the drum beat rose to a crescendo, the elephant came out of the mud. The story has a lesson, and the lesson is that many times it is not our ability but our willingness. It is not our strength but our heart which sinks into the mud. Today, as Muslims, we are facing difficulties all over the world, in different places, in different ways, and even in unexpected places. The greatest shock to me was the story of yesterday, I think, or day before, where this whole family, except for one little boy of 9 years old, a Muslim family, was wiped out by this one 20-year-old who drove a truck into them. I mean, how tragic and how terrible is that? So naturally, because we have hearts, because we can feel for people, we get affected by these stories and we are sad and we get depressed. But that does not help anyone, including ourselves. So what must we do? First and foremost, of course, we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us hearts. And Allah gave us hearts which are alive, alhamdulillah. And so we feel for others. The tragedy would be if we did not feel, if we stopped feeling. Alhamdulillah, we are not there, and we ask Allah to save us from that. So we have hearts and we feel. But if we just stay there with the feeling, then the negativity will just drag us down and we fall into despair. So what must we do? What we need to do is to look at the incidents around us through the lens of Iman and Yaqeen. We see with our knowledge. We don't see with our eyes. The eyes are cameras. The eyes just take a picture. What is the meaning of the picture is what our knowledge tells us. So we see with our knowledge. So let us do that and say, what does our knowledge tell us? And by knowledge, I mean the knowledge of Islam. What does that tell us about the hardships, the tests, the tribulations, the trials, the calamities that befall us? The first thing that we understand is that these trials, tribulations, calamities are happening because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decreed. They are not happening despite Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's power. They are happening because of it. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَمَا أَسَابَكُمْ مِنْ مُصِيبَةٍ إِلَّا بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ. Allah said that the trials, tribulations, musibah which comes on you does not happen except by the will of Allah. So we say, Alhamdulillah, ala kulli hal. We thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we praise Him in any situation that we might be in. Number two, why does it happen? Why does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala send these trials and tribulations? Again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned that Zahara al-fasadu fil barri wal bahri bima kasabat aydinas. Because of the trials and tribulations, the difficulties, calamities on the sea and the land are because of the deeds that are wrought by the hands of men. Because of our actions. Our actions bring these about on ourselves. And why does this happen? Why does Allah allow it to happen? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to turn towards Him. Allah wants us to repent. Allah wants us to make istighfar and tawbah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَلَنُزِيقَنَّهُمْ مِنَ الْعَذَابِ الْأَدْنَى دُونَ الْعَذَابِ الْأَكْبَرِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ. Allah said that we send them a small punishment before a big punishment so that they may turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what should be done is to turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Is to make istighfar and tawbah. فَقُلْتُ اسْتَغْفِرُ رَبَّكُمْ إِنَّهُ كَانَ غَفَّارًا. Turn towards, Musa, Nuh alayhi salam said to his people, turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Make istighfar to your Rabb and He is the most forgiving. And if we do that, inshallah, we will find that the help of Allah will come. We must understand also that things which are happening in the world in different places, these are the symptoms of a disease that is there in the whole ummah. In the body. Rabbi Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said this. He said that when the head pains, the whole body feels the pain. So it shows that the whole body has the capacity to affect one part, and the one part which is affected is a symptom of what is happening in the whole body. Our whole body today has a disease, and that disease is the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have somewhere convinced ourselves that we can live this life of selective obedience, which is disobedience. We pick and choose what we want to obey and we leave what we don't want to obey. This is not acceptable with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu udkhulu fis silmi kaffa. He said, oh, you believe, enter into Islam completely and totally, not partially. So if we enter into Islam partially, then we have to be prepared for the consequences. So what must we do now? Look at what is happening in the world as symptoms which show the disease which is there in every one of us. I need to look at my life, you need to look at your life and say, what is it in my life that I need to change to make my life obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu, to bring it on the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and make those changes. So make istighfar, apologize to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, seek His forgiveness, make tawbah, turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His help, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised to help. Ud'uni astajib lakum, Allah said, ask me and I will give you. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised to help us, provided we take the steps, which is to make istighfar and to turn towards Him, Jalla Jalaluhu. Bring about the changes in our life, which will ensure that the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will come. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be pleased with you and never to be displeased, and to help you in ways and from sources that you cannot imagine, and to save you from the evil of all that you know and you don't know. وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا رب العالمين.